And now, from the Diamond to the Dugout, it's the Twins Nation Podcast. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host.
Hello, Twins Nation. This is Joe Gunderson. I hope everybody's doing well. Unfortunately, Matt, my co-host, won't be able to join us tonight. So he asked me just to go solo this week. So we will miss him, but he'll be back next episode. You can catch him and I most likely tomorrow night on the PSF app during the Twins game tomorrow night, being Tuesday. So let's get into this episode, which is pretty much going to be a happy one, as our team is one of the hottest, if not the hottest team in the sport right now. They've won 12 out of their last 13, the only blemish being that they ended a 12-game winning streak yesterday, Sunday. But other than that, let's tell you about how they have done. They played Monday and won their eighth game in a row, 3-2. Carlos Santana contributed a 2-run homer in that game, and Max Kepler with the big hit, a go-ahead RBI single in the ninth inning. Before that game, the Twins activated Carlos Correa from the injured list and sent Austin Martin down to AAA. Joe Ryan had a great game with 6 innings and 2 runs, and the bullpen was flawless, holding the 3-2 lead. And then Tuesday, the Twins got more good news as far as health goes. They activated closer Yoan Duran from the injured list. To make room for him, they did DFA Matt Bowman from the active roster and ended up trading him to the Arizona Diamondbacks the next day, I believe. And going into the game on Tuesday, they won 6-5. Trevor Larnach had a big, nice game for the Twins. 2 hits and an RBI with Ryan Jeffers. His highlight was that he was on the back end of a double steal where he ended up stealing home. Something you don't see from a catcher, or really anyone, but especially a catcher not known for speed. Simeon Woods Richardson has been inserted into the Twins rotation recently, and he made a start on Tuesday, and it was not great. Unfortunately, he only went 3 2/3 innings. And he gave up 7 hits, only 1 run, but 7 hits on 81 pitches, which is why the outing was so short. Wednesday, the Twins finished off the sweep by winning 10-5. And they finished off a sweep of the White Sox. In that game, Alex Kirilloff went deep. Jose Miranda got 3 hits, 2 RBIs off the bench as he came in as a replacement for Byron Buxton. We'll get into that here. Willy Castro had 3 hits, and I believe that was his birthday. So happy birthday to Willy, definitely. So those were the main highlights. The bad part about that game, I mentioned it just a second ago, Byron Buxton did have to leave the game with a sore knee. He was attempting to steal second base and pulled up part of the way down there and got thrown out because all of a sudden the knee flared up. Looks like it's some inflammation. They have put him on the injured list because of that, the 10-day injured list. So unfortunate for him, another injury. But they're trying to make it sound like it's not going to be that big a deal. So hopefully that's right. What else? Oh, I have a note here that Cody Funderburk was optioned down to AAA after that game, but not for long. He'll be back very soon. As I mentioned, Matt Bowman was traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks for cash considerations on Thursday. Twins did not play Thursday. Had their first day off in a while. So that was the news that day. Friday, they had called up Caleb Bosley or from AAA for like a day, and then they sent him back down to AAA and recalled reliever Jorge Alcala. And from after he was down there, after being optioned for I'm not sure why, because he's been really good this year, but I think it was just so they wouldn't be tempted to overuse him. Really, I think if you gave him truth serum, that's what they would say. But he's back with the club. As I mentioned, Byron Buxton was put on the 10-day injured list with right knee inflammation. Austin Martin was recalled because of that. Some other roster news. Brock Stewart, the reliever, was put on the 15-day injured list with a shoulder tendonitis, which means that Cody Funderburk was only down in AAA for like a day. So he was called up to replace Brock. Anyway, so that's the moves on Friday. Also, in a minor league deal, a pitcher you might have heard of if you remember back a few years ago, former Cleveland Indian / Guardian, Adam Pletko. He's a pitcher. He signed with the Twins on a minor league deal, so he'll be pitching in, I would assume, AAA St. Paul for now. We'll see if that leads to anything. But he's definitely in more depth. As far as Friday's game goes, the Twins won 5-2, continuing their winning streak. And this is them playing the Red Sox. The highlight from that game that I would say was Chris Paddock. He was just crazy good. Went 6 shutout innings, struck out 6 guys. He's just one of the best outings I've seen from him as a Twin. And then some hitting highlights. Edward Julian and Ryan Jeffers each got 2 RBIs. Julian, one of his RBIs was he was up with the bases loaded and drew a walk on a pitch, a clock violation. The pitcher took too long, let the clock expire. So easiest RBI of Julian's life there. So I just thought that was kind of goofy. Saturday, Twins won 3-1. Correa had two RBIs. Max Kepler had a home run. Again, the pitching was outstanding. The only blemish was a run given up by Pablo Lopez in his first inning of work. Took about 25 pitches for him to get out of the first inning. But after that, it was pretty smooth sailing. They shut down the Red Sox offense. Unfortunately, that was the end of a 12-game winning streak. Sunday, it went out with a thud. They lost 9-2. Cody Funderburk was charged with four runs in an inning and a third. Big part of that, though, unfortunately, was not necessarily his fault. Manuel Margot was playing left field, unfortunately, he lost a ball in the sun. And so that led, I believe, a couple of runs in. And he just hasn't been playing well. He's not hitting, and he's not showing that he's as good of an outfielder as we were led to believe he was, as of yet, anyway. He hasn't. So I'm not sure this is exactly working out. We'll see if the Twins do anything about that or just let him work out his issues since he is a veteran. So that'll be interesting. Twins did have their opportunities to make this more competitive or maybe turn the tide earlier in the game. They had, like, for instance, had the bases loaded and no outs in the first inning and did not push a run across. The only highlights were that Kepler, Santana, and Larnick each had two hits, and Ryan Jeffers hit a home run. He's been really hot. This probably means that the homer sausage, the rally sausage, is going away. I don't have confirmation on that, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case. We'll see what the Twins do there for their good luck charm now. They start a pretty big week here coming up. They've got four against the Mariners that they start tonight, Monday, and then this weekend, let me check, they have a 3-game series in Toronto, so four at home against the Mariners and three games against the Blue Jays, the 4-game series against the Mariners means that a couple of former Twins, most notably Jorge Polanco, make their return to Target Field. It'll be Jorge's first appearance in a uniform other than the Twins at Target Field, and I believe Mitch Garver's second or third appearance as something other than a Twin. And Twins will have to face the very tough Mariners pitching, including tonight their ace, Luis Castillo, is towing the rubber. I don't know how many of you, of our listeners, actually get to worry about watching this, unfortunately. I think we're all aware, painfully, of the fact that most of Twins territory is no longer able to watch games as of Wednesday this past week. A lot of cable subscribers lost their ability to watch Bally Sports because of contract issues between Diamond Sports Group that owns Bally Sports and cable companies such as Comcast and Xfinity, our local cable company here in my town, which is Midco, Midcontinent Communications. They might be owned by one of those bigger groups. I don't know what their deal is, but so about the only two ways you can get Twins games now is if you live out of market, you can stream them. But in market, the only couple ways you can get them is if you have DirecTV, or you can download the FUBU app, FUBU TV app, which I went ahead and did. And so I'll be able to watch Twins games, but it is going to be a lot more expensive than what you were probably previously doing, unfortunately. So it sucks, but and we hope that Diamond and all these cable providers come to some sort of agreement fairly soon, though it does not, there's no indication that that's going to happen soon, which is really a shame. Takes away from the great baseball the Twins played for the last couple of weeks, and just combined with the fact that they finally had some playoff success last year, and then this happens, just sucks is about the best word you can say for it. That's a little rant on that. If you want to hear more in-depth things about it, I'd say go listen to Aaron Gleeman's podcast called, which we reference here a lot on our show, Gleeman and the Geek, him and John Bonus of Twins Daily. Check that out. They really get into it, and they know more of the ins and outs than I do as to what's going on. And it's kind of hard for me doing this one solo, just because I'm sure Matt would have more to say about this than I do. I feel for anybody who is not, who wants to watch the Twins, but now just doesn't have a way. I guess we'll have to go back to the old school days and listen to them on the radio, which as a kid I loved to do. And if I absolutely had to do that, I would. But fortunately, I am able to use the FUBO app. So that's what I'm doing. And they do pretty well. So that's my recommendation. It's cheaper than DirecTV, but still quite expensive. You'll find out when you go look at it. Anyway, that I think is all I have. Sorry, it's a shorter episode this week. Just with Matt here, I feel like I'm just talking to myself. So hopefully you still enjoyed it, and we will talk to you all next week. Bye now.